Welcome to another episode of the JIA Network. It's been a little while since we've done our last show. I'm trying to remember when it was. It was way before COVID, I know that. So our last two shows, we've been starting a series. I think one was on our favorite toys, which we did around Christmas. And then one we did after that was February or early March. Early March was the last time that Ian was here, I think.
Last time that I was here, we watched that Bad Grandma movie.
Oh, yeah.
So but, it had to be before that.
Yeah, so, yeah, I think it was... It's been a while. But anyway, we did one on the bad... No, bad toys. No. We did our favorite toys, and then we did our favorite movies, childhood movies. So tonight, we're going to do our favorite childhood cartoons and shows. And we've got Ian and Josh... And me, Ariana, which spells J-I-A.
And now you know.
Yeah, now you know.
And then we talk about it.
Guys, had to speak up a little loud. We are sitting in very cool air conditioning because it's hot.
So and we're all 6 feet apart, Governor Pritzker.
Yes. Yeah, we are.
Don't send me any citations.
Yeah, we are sitting 6 feet apart. Our living room's pretty big. And
a mansion.
And... It's not a mansion, but it is nice, much nicer than our last place we lived.
Yeah.
And
that was vintage.
Yeah, it was quite vintage, and it was very old. And it was very hot or cold, and we had to sequester ourselves to one room in the summer and winter. In between, we can maybe sit in the living room. Oh, and the bathroom taking showers was awful.
Yeah, and I just had a shower like the size of a suitcase.
Yeah, our showers sucked. But... That's a whole nother podcast in itself.
Tiny shower show.
Yeah, it was not fun. So, we're going to start out talking about our favorite childhood cartoons and shows. Had a brain fart.
You're already forgetting?
Yeah. I'm going to be old by the end of the month. I'll be 39. It's going to be fun. Okay, so, who wants to talk about their favorite cartoons and shows first? Because I know some of them, but I might have to think about it. So, Josh or Ian?
Do we have to wrestle to figure out?
No, no wrestling. You're not allowed to right now.
You can go first. Hypnotically, we can like, what's it called? Telekinesis. I can like throw a candle at
him with my mom. Psychic wrestling?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do I gotta start? I'm trying to think.
Okay.
Cartoons... There was so many, and I was thinking about how many were based on, like, movies, especially in the 90s.
Well, did you have, like, a routine that you did, like, you know, like, Saturday morning cartoons,
oh,
or?
Definitely. I remember, like, Ace Ventura had a cartoon that I watched, and The Mask. And, like I said, it seemed like a lot of 90s, maybe even 80s movies had a lot of cartoon versions. When I was thinking about the... was kind of like a spinoff of The Simpsons was The Critic. Josh, I don't know if you...
What was it?
The Critic with John
The
Lewis.
Critic, yeah, that was on... Yeah, I remember that. I never watched it, but I remember it.
I never heard of that.
Yeah,
I
forgot to bring it, but I have a cassette tape at my house that they sent out for, like, Emmy nominations.
I didn't know it was a spinoff of The Simpsons.
Yeah, because his character was on... a lot of episodes of The Simpsons.
Huh.
And then the producers decided to make a spinoff. It only lasted for a year, but it was like one of the first cartoons I remember watching. And Bruno the Kid with Bruce Willis.
Did Bruce Willis do the voice?
Yes. He was a like 8-year-old boy that was a special agent. And he'd communicate with like the head people through a computer, and the face on the computer was Bruce Willis's. It was kind of funny. And that didn't last very long either. Ghostbusters had a couple cartoons.
Mm. Those were good.
I watched a couple of those. I think me and my brother watched them, because after we watched the movie, then we realized it was a cartoon.
Eat the Cat.
Eat the Cat?
Yeah, I remember Eat the Cat.
Eat the Cat?
That was great.
Eat. Oh, I thought you said Eat. I said Eat the Cat.
Yeah, Eat the Cat. It's a Chinese show.
What? Oh,
Finley didn't like that. See his tail on it?
This crap, kids.
I don't want your butt.
He's gonna rub his butt on your face. Oh my goodness. I really lost my train of thought.
No, you can't.
The Mighty Ducks had a
cartoon. That was good. Yeah. Mighty Ducks,
Remember the movie, but
they were like spaced. It was kind of different than they were space ducks, but it was pretty cool.
Aliens basically who played hockey for the Earthlings, and they were duck like aliens.
Yeah.
But they went on adventures too.
TV shows, I remember watching a lot of Nickelodeon, like Kenan and Kel, all that. Clarissa Explains It All.
Oh, I watched that one.
That one where they slimed people, I can't remember.
Oh, Family Dare? Or Dare?
Double Dare? Like
yeah.
Full House, of course.
Oh, yeah. I was a big Full Houser.
Love Full House.
Now they've made a few more last episodes of Fuller House, and then it's going to be over for good.
I think I watched two episodes, and I couldn't get into it.
It's slightly different.
The Spice Girls should have had a cartoon.
Yeah, they should have had a cartoon. I watched their movies.
I've seen their movies so much. We need to watch that song. We should make Josh watch it.
No.
It's funny. It's funny,
it
Josh.
It is.
No. It's funny.
Aww.
You got some duct tape?
No, I better not. I don't think I have any.
We can't touch him, but we'll...
I don't think I have any. I just have scotch tape, and that doesn't
that's
keep,
not good. Look,
that doesn't keep anybody's
like
mouth...
Wrap Christmas present?
That doesn't keep anybody's mouth shut.
Oh my goodness. We're going so long, though.
I wouldn't want to be mean like that anyway. No, Finley. He wants... Our cat Finley wants to paw at the screen because he thinks there's mice in it.
Well, it's all because you got started on that whole mice thing.
Yeah.
And
is
the
there
fish.
Like an app?
Yeah, it's an app for cats. And they chase like fishies and
that
mice.
So
and
cool, Finn.
Yeah.
That's awesome, dude. He's like,
he's into tech. And if you turn on this video that shows like squirrels and birds and stuff, you see that? He ran up, touched it, and flew off. He'll like sit and watch it forever. Yeah, let's see what else. I did some of the Nickelodeon when we finally got cable, because like I think I was like 12.
Well, you got DirecTV in 1997.
I was in high school in 97.
Like
how old was I? Oh my gosh, I was
seven.
No, I graduated in 99, so I would have been like 16. Yeah. Because I was 17, I would have been 15 or 16 because I was 17 when I graduated. But because we graduated a month before I turned 18. And now she's going back there meowing and acting like a crazy cat.
You have any more, Ian?
Go ahead, Josh.
Are you sure?
Josh is just itching.
I'm at a standstill.
What?
I'm at a standstill.
Oh, okay. Well, I have a whole bottle.
Of course he does, because he got every cereal and got to watch these cartoons and every delicious delight there was.
Well, my mom and dad did spoil the hell out of me on cereal. And I had all the sugary cereals and everything. And first, like, when it came to cartoons, first I started watching them every Saturday morning. And then I found out, oh, they came on weekday mornings too, you know, and then weekday afternoons. And then also Sunday mornings.
I didn't know about Sunday morning cartoons. I must have been deprived.
What?
I must have been deprived.
Well, anyway, so, I'm not going to get in all the sugary cereals.
No, that's another episode.
That's another episode. But, let's see that this thing turn.
It's on. It's still on.
Oh,
just,
okay.
The screen goes off.
You're
fine.
Okay. So, some of the earliest ones I remember watching. Of course, there's Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Oh gosh, yeah, watch that too. What's the secret word of the day?
Then there was, there was a Superman cartoon that was on CBS in in the 80s, just called Superman. It was about...
Oh, that's original.
No, it was about Superman.
I know, but it's just called Superman.
Did you
come up with anything else?
The Adventures of Superman or something like that. But in the 80s. And then there was the Superpowers.
Super People?
Yeah.
That runs.
It had all the members of the Justice League and, you know, and then their adventures and stuff. And then there was, what else was there? Captain N, the Game Master.
Never heard of that one.
Yeah, it was basically this kid, he goes into the world of Nintendo and, like...
Oh, yeah, I think you told me about
that. Has different adventures and stuff.
Let's go down the pipe!
You remember Captain N, the Game Master?
No.
No, you don't?
I wasn't born in 88, Josh.
Oh, okay.
I'm young.
Well, the main villain on that was Mother Brain from Metroid.
Mother Brain.
Yeah.
I watched Captain Planet.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. Captain
Planet. He's a hero.
Then I watched The Legend of Zelda cartoon.
Yeah.
I never watched it, but I played it.
Thundercats.
Oh, yeah. Well, look at this. Here we go.
Oh, Thundar. That was before my time.
Oh, I thought that was Thundercats. My bad.
No. Thunder the Barbarian was before my time.
Boy, just slapped me.
And then there was the Silverhawks, made by the same people who made the Thundercats. And what else? Jason the Wheeled Warriors.
The Weird Warriors?
Wheeled Warriors. Had to do with, took place on this other planet, and people were, like, battling it out with these, like, different, like, alien vehicles and stuff. Of course, G.I. Joe, and Ghostbusters, you mentioned.
E-Man.
Yes.
E-Man, yeah.
She-Ra.
You watch She-Ra,
yeah.
Conan the Adventurer. Gosh, there's so many. The Super Mario Brothers Super Show. Of course. And then there was other Super Mario Brothers cartoons like Super Mario Brothers.
I never
Brothers.
Watched the cartoons.
Three Super Mario's, Super Mario World. What?
I didn't watch cartoons. I just played them.
Let's go do the Mario.
You didn't watch cartoons?
No, I didn't watch the Mario cartoons.
Oh.
Yes, I watched cartoons.
Yeah.
Super Show was cool because it was a combo of live action and cartoon. And Captain Albano was Mario, which I thought
was
cool.
Yeah.
The DVD of it is a pretty good show.
Let's see what else was. There's a lot.
Dinosaurs.
What?
Dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs.
Oh, the
show.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. Not the Baba, not
yeah.
the Mama. Nah.
Dinosaurs and...
Yeah, that was a good show.
Alf, of course.
We all sat and watched. I had to go to the family dinosaurs.
Oh, you kids.
There was Alf.
Yeah, I watched Alf, too.
Alf had its own cartoon.
Yeah. Oh, I think I remember the cartoon, but I didn't really watch it that much.
Yeah.
Back to the Future, Marty.
There was a Back to the Future
yes,
cartoon.
Yes, I did watch Back to the Future cartoon. I did watch that.
And there was a Bill and Ted cartoon.
Yeah, I've seen some of that too, yeah.
There was a Dumb and Dumber cartoon.
There was?
Really?
Yeah.
One of my favorite cartoons that I used to watch was in the early 90s, or mid-90s, maybe it was mid-90s. It was Captain Simian and the Space Monkeys.
That's interesting.
Basically, yeah, it's...
Got a hairball again?
Yeah.
Okay.
let me see. There's so damn many.
Josh, did you go outside?
Yeah, I did sometimes, but like, yeah, I was a couch potato.
Hulk Hogan's Rock and Rust.
Yes, I remember that. I think it came on NBC, if I remember right.
Gosh, didn't you guys watch Story Break?
Yeah, Story Break, of course.
That was awesome.
And then there was the...
That CBS.
Captain OG Reed Moore
dude.
whatever that was called. Yeah, he had the stories.
Jim and the Holograms.
Yes, Jim and the Holograms.
That sounds like a band.
Yeah, they were. They were like a female glam metal band. Had their own cartoon.
Did you say Jim and the Holograms?
Jim. J-E-M.
So it was like men or women?
Women.
Oh, Jim.
Cops or Cyber Cops. Did you ever watch that? It later became known as Cyber Cops because there was the show called Cops, and they had to change it to Cyber Cops. And it was basically about cops in the future fighting criminals. Alvin and the Chipmunks, of course. There was an older Alvin and the Chipmunks that was around in the, like, 60s, I think.
Yeah.
And then I didn't know that until just fairly recently.
Looney Tunes.
Looney Tunes, of course. Yeah, that's a given.
It was Three Stooges cartoons.
Oh, those are old. Yeah.
There were Three Stooges cartoons?
Yeah, way back before my time.
It's like an old man.
Before my time.
Oh, gosh. Let's
see. Gosh. Old phobia in this room.
It's like after you name so many, you just can't think.
Well, I see. There were Smurfs for me. Did you guys remember Smurfs?
Yeah. And the Snorks.
Snorks, I had a coloring book. I never watched them, but I colored them.
Transformers.
I didn't watch that one. And then I watched She-Ra, Princess of Power.
Yeah.
Did that when I was 5. What are the ones? Garfield and Friends.
Oh, yeah.
I always thought that was boring.
Oh, God, it was not.
I never got into it.
Oh, I loved that because it had...
Garfield!
Yeah, it had those.
My lasagna!
And then it had this the little farm friends, you know, in between.
I thought those were super
Quaid
boring,
Duck
too.
And something hog.
I never got into that.
Wild West Cowboys of Moo
Mesa. Yes, that was good. I loved that.
I didn't hear of that one either.
Oh, yeah.
Like cowboy cows.
Yeah.
I always liked Storybreaker.
Yes! Oh, my God. Biker Mice from Mars.
I'm just such a nerd because I like Storybreaker because it was, like, always based on a book. And then it was, like, having a movie, like a nice, cool movie on Saturday.
How about Reading Rainbow?
Oh, yeah. Totally watched Reading Rainbow all the time. And Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood and Sesame Street. It's Reach Who Went Contact and Square One. And, you know. I was a Channel 12 PBS.
Barney and Friends when I was really young. Hi, kids!
Oh, God, please don't mention Barney.
Thank God Sky didn't get into that.
Oh, I love Barney.
What we liked to watch as we got older, and then, of course, when Sky liked it, I loved watching Rugrats with Sky.
Oh, yeah.
I never was a Nickelodeon kid.
Mm-hmm. And Ren and Stimpy was freaking hilarious.
All Real Monsters.
I don't know about that one.
Yeah, I remember that. My sister liked that.
What else? And another cartoon Sky watched when she was little was PBJ and Otter, but she doesn't remember it.
You mean
PBJ? Yeah.
PBNJ.
Yeah, PBNJ. And then Noodle, do the noodle. Noodle, do the noodle dance. Noodle, do the noodle. Do the noodle dance.
Did you ever watch Blue's Clues?
Yes, she watched Blue's Clues. Yeah.
I watched that probably way after it should have been, but I liked it.
It was kind of cute. I watched that. And then Big Bear in a Big Blue House. Yeah, I watched that.
That was actually made by Jim Henson.
Yeah,
Studios.
It was actually pretty good. I liked watching that with Sky. They had a funny episode when the mouse was trying to get potty trained. It was kind of funny. Sky even bought that movie on DVD. It was hilarious. It was probably like one of my favorites. another cartoon I watched when I was a little kid, Muppet Babies.
Yeah,
cartoon.
Good.
Muppet Babies will make your dreams come true.
I liked watching that.
Be here waiting for you.
Cadillacs and Dinosaurs.
You guys watch all these cartoons I never heard of.
Do you remember that? Cadillacs and Dinosaurs?
Oh, it sounds cool.
It's like a post-apocalyptic type cartoon when dinosaurs came back. And,
Denver, the last dinosaur.
I remember Denver,
He's my friend and a whole lot.
Yeah, that
Denver,
song.
got stuck in my head so many times. Yeah, as a kid.
What is that one? Dragon Tales.
Dragon Tales. Sounds familiar.
That's the one that came on PBS. Or, yeah.
Arthur.
No, Sky watched Arthur a little bit.
Arthur.
Ruby. Max and Ruby. Sky watched Max and Ruby a lot. That was fun. Sorry. It was like this little bunny sister and, come on, Max. We're going to go. Go grandma's. Sorry.
Yeah. You remember the Animaniacs?
I heard of them. I didn't really watch them that much. Oh, Looney Tunes. Hello.
We already mentioned that.
I watched Looney Tunes.
There was the Tiny Tunes.
Yeah. Tiny Tunes. I watched that. Yeah. Oh, the Flintstones. I watched Flintstones.
The Jetsons.
Yep, I watched the Jetsons. Oh, Doug and Patty Mayonnaise. Yeah.
Skeeter.
Yeah, Skeeter. Oh, and Saved by the Bell. Hello.
Yeah, that was a good
one. Yeah, I totally watched that like all the time. And I still will watch the reruns if I find them.
My parents always, and I watched it with them every night. It was every night they watched it. Cheers.
Oh, Cheers. My parents watched Cheers. Yeah. And then they watched Dallas.
Yes, my parents loved
my
Dallas.
My grandparents watched a lot of Lawrence Welk.
So
I watched a lot of Lawrence Welk growing up.
Gross.
And the McLaughlin Group.
Oh, yeah.
What's the McLaughlin Group? Yeah,
George McLaughlin, Loudmouth.
It was a political show on PBS.
Yeah.
In the 90s. The guy had a lot of phlegm to throw.
I'm going to roll this conversation.
Issue number one.
Yeah. I just like to watch to see them get in fights all the time. They would argue over all the time.
Frasier was good.
Oh, yeah, Frasier. I remember Frasier.
Seinfeld.
Well, what are we doing here?
Family Matters, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah, Family Matters and Step by Step, Day by Day.
Family Matters was and you already know this area.
Yeah, you told me.
It was a for those listening that don't know, it was a spinoff of Perfect Strangers, and the only reason it really succeeded was the character of Steve Urkel. It would not have lasted if not.
Was a good show.
And Boy Meets World.
Oh, yeah. Watched Boy Meets World, too.
Topanga was my first crush.
Topanga. Zach Morrison was one of mine. And well, actually, no. Before that, Michael J. Fox when I saw him Back to the Future. Yeah.
I used to watch him on not Different Strokes. That's completely something. That was Gary Colvin. No. What was that the name of that show with Michael J. Fox where he played?
Oh, Family Ties.
Family Ties. Yeah.
Yeah, I watched that, and I watched Dawson's Creek. Yes, as a teenager.
Teen soap opera.
Yes, and One Tree Hill. And it was funny. Like a few years ago, Sky really got into like One Tree Hill. And so I got to sit back and rewatch some of my favorite episodes.
Did you ever watch Degrassi?
Sky did. I didn't. Yeah, Sky watched a lot of that. Yeah. Sometimes I go back to my old stuff, try to find it and watch it, because sometimes there's nothing good on
Unsolved
Mysteries. Oh gosh, we watch that at home all the time, Unsolved Mysteries.
Friday night.
And Rescue.
Robert Stack.
And then we also watch Rescue 911. Did you guys watch Rescue 911?
Rescue 9, William Shatner.
Yeah. Rescue 911.
Got a disaster hit. Mrs. Spock, call an ambulance.
Yeah, the reenactment was awful. But, you know, back then that was like
murder.
Cool. What?
Diagnosis Murder.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard of
that. Of course,
that.
Dick Van Dyke.
Murder, She Wrote.
Yeah. Walker, Texas Ranger.
Yeah. Did a lot of watching that.
My co-worker Cordell was named after Walker. Cordell Walker. Texas Ranger.
What about the Cosby Show?
What?
Cordell Walker, Texas Ranger.
What?
That's the whole name of the kid, Cordell, Texas Ranger.
No, Cordell Walker was...
Okay.
His first name was Cordell.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did y'all watch the Cosby Show?
Yeah, I
did.
Cosby always sounds like he's drunk.
Well, I had a few. Well, who cares?
Oh, now we're going back to kid time. Shining Time Station. Yeah,
that was the one that incorporated Thomas the Tank Engine.
Yeah.
Which was originally filmed in Britain.
Yeah.
Made in Britain, but
and
they
Ringo
brought
Starr was the conductor in the one I watched.
And then George Carlin later went on.
Yeah.
George Carlin was the...
I watched one with Ringo Starr. Because he's cool.
George Carlin's pretty cool, too.
George Carlin, whatever, he was not a Beatle, so...
No, but he was pretty
so
damn
cool.
7 dirty words you don't say on film. Yeah. Well, I could say four or five of them.
Probably all of them now. Almost all of them. We're not going to get into that on the podcast.
All our show.
In the clip,
talk
he's
about
actually,
our favorite dirty
he's actually counting them off on his fingers like, I don't know.
I'm a bitch. Anyways.
Gee, are we going to put a PG-13 rating on tonight's show?
Well, Josh already cussed. I had to get...
I said hell or damn. That ain't nothing.
What I said.
He was talking about a female dog.
Yeah. Bitch isn't that bad.
I mean, yeah.
Anyway.
And Josh would be like, I would never call a woman that. I would never call a woman that. And I think I've heard that spurted out
of
your mouth
a few times. That's when they're mean people. Like a certain...
It's not really a show. Well, it's a game show.
Watched a lot of Price is Right. Still do sometimes.
I've had Spain in
her. Oh, gosh. Let me think. Jeopardy.
Jeopardy, yeah. Wheel of Fortune. Some of the game shows that they're actually playing now, like new shows, because Price is Right reruns right now.
The old
now they're showing them now with no audience.
The old show in the 80s and early 90s. We talked about it. That was like a shopping spree.
Oh.
The people would go on a shopping spree.
You told me about that.
But we saw
like there's this old game show channel that has old game shows on it.
Yeah.
Oh, I know one of the old game shows that I watch on the old game show channel I used to. Whammy.
Yeah, Press Your Luck.
Yeah. It's a whammy, not the whammy.
You Bet Your Life was on a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. But
I had to say
The Rich and Famous. Sorry. You Bet Your Life reminded me of The Rich. The Life of the Rich and Famous.
I'm Rob Reich. Mayor Bruce is stopping by later.
Whatever happened to Robert? Is he still alive?
No, he died not too long.
He died.
Yeah.
Wow, he was a pretty good announcer.
He passed away. Probably having sex.
Was he British or Australian?
He's British.
The radio show, the top 50 countdown with Casey Kasem. Yeah, I would listen to that every week.
Yes. Scooby-Doo.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Shaggy.
Our top 50 found of the week.
Yeah, so, like, if I didn't watch it, that was the show I actually listened to.
And there was other cartoon characters he voiced.
So he did Scooby?
And Shaggy.
Casey Kasem did?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I didn't know that.
Yep.
That's cool. Yeah, I liked it
like,
when people would turn in letters and, like, he'd read them or something.
He was kind of, like, in a way, not as good as, but kind of like Mel Blanc.
Despicable.
Yeah, he did a lot of voices.
Hey, dude, I watched that as a Nickelodeon show. Camp Anawana. There's that show. I feel you in my heart, and when I think
Salute
about
shorts.
You, yeah.
Makes me warm
up fart. Salute your shorts.
It says, I'll keep you in my heart now. See you, Ryder. Pay the price.
Yeah, that was a fun show. I like Salute Your Shorts.
Oh,
man.
Gosh.
There's not a lot of good kid shows on anymore.
No,
they don't have stuff like that.
The government had to take away freaking Saturday morning cartoon.
No, but I mean, like, but even if it went Saturday, it's like shows like Salute Your Shorts. There's, like, not a lot of good kid shows. I mean, that was a good, funny, hilarious show.
The one, like, educational show, cartoon, from, like, the 70s that we watched.
Schoolhouse Rock?
Yes!
Oh, Schoolhouse Rock, yeah! That was fun. Yeah.
I'm just a fan.
I liked when I was a little kid and they had the little cartoons of the letter people in kindergarten.
Yeah, the letter people. I loved as a kid the letter people.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I loved it more than Sesame Street.
Yeah.
I loved the different letter characters.
That's saying a lot because Sesame Street was pretty good.
But I loved it more than Sesame Street. And I loved the letter people. That was my go-to.
Did you guys ever watch Land of the Lost?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Well,
Land of the Lost.
Allegedly, there was a Land of Lost that was before, I mean, that came on in, like, the 70s, and that was, like, a reboot to it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It was so funny. They tried to make it, sometimes it would just, it looked fake, but it's real. And they'd be running through this desert.
What, Land of the Lost?
Yeah.
Oh, it was so cheesy. And
yeah.
The dinosaurs were, like...
I know, it was freaking hilarious.
Of course, there's the old, I like the Sonic the Hedgehog cartoon.
I
the one,
that.
One that was more serious, like, not the goofy one that came along.
Which was
because there were two versions.
Wasn't Jaleel White?
Yeah, well, Jaleel White played both of them, but both Sonics. But there was one that was more serious and darker, and one that was just goofball. I like the serious one, darker. The one that came on ABC.
Pac-Man had a show in the 80s.
Yeah, he did. And reportedly, according to my mom, I don't remember it, but I used to watch it as a kid. But I used to watch, also, my mom said I watched this cartoon called Rubik's Cube. Which
they had a cartoon of Rubik's
Cube?
It's
like Rubik the Amazing Cube.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
There was also a Chuck Norris cartoon. Remember that one? And,
I don't remember, but I know what you're talking about.
And,
they had a line of action.
And there was a Karate Kid cartoon, too. But the Karate Kid.
Wax on, Jax on.
There was a Mr. T cartoon, too.
And he had his own cereal.
Don't do drugs, kids!
Eat my cereal! Ah, Mr. T! Be the fool, don't eat my cereal!
Yeah. Oh, gosh. I'm trying to think if there's any more familiar members. Oh, Skeleton Warriors. Remember that one? Carmen San Diego. Yeah, game show.
I used to watch that.
And it was Where on Earth is Carmen San Diego?
Where in Time is Carmen San Diego?
Lots of, Bob Ross.
Yeah.
Oh, yes,
the
totally.
Joy of Painting.
Yes, I always watch Bob Ross.
I used to watch the X-Men animated series that was on Fox.
And especially in the 90s, the Spider-Man, Hulk, and a lot of X-Men.
The what?
They had, like, Hulk, Spider-Man, a lot of, like, superhero cartoons.
At night?
No, just, like...
Oh, yeah, Spider-Man, the Hulk, yeah. I don't remember the... Well, yeah, there was a Hulk cartoon. Yeah, there was. Okay, now I remember.
Yeah.
Fantastic Four had a cartoon. Iron Man did, too.
Golden Girls.
Yeah. Did you ever watch Empty Nest?
I heard it. I think my parents
watched
it.
That was a good one. That was a good one. Yeah. My mom always used to like Wings. You remember that one?
Yeah.
I heard of Wings.
Wings, yeah.
I'm about out of shows. I don't know. I'll probably think of more after we're done.
Yeah, I'm running.
No, but man, I forgot about me.
Yeah, that's it.
We could always do a part two another day.
No, I don't think.
We can't continue anything. There's more stuff to
talk about. Let's talk about stuff that's not on the news and that we're tired of scrolling.
Stars that came on in the 80s and 90s, the early 90s.
No.
Like, they had all the celebrities, but it was
just kind of like Dancing with the Stars, but it was circus?
No, it was nothing like Dancing. It was like a circus and circus acts, but it has the celebrities of the time.
I remember, like, Battle of the Network Stars.
Oh, wait, and you're talking about reality shows. Okay, Road Rules and... And
Fear Factor.
Fear Factor and Real. What's that on TV?
I think
Real World.
I think
Real World
TV ruined TV.
Yeah, it did. But like when it first came out, like Real World, we was like, oh my god, that's so cool.
Oh, another one popped into my head, MacGyver.
Oh yeah, yeah. My grandma Darlene liked watching MacGyver. No. Yeah. I watched soaps as I got to be a teenager. Bold and Beautiful and Young and Restless.
My mom loved.
Now they're showing like all the old episodes. Yeah.
Like the 80s
and
stuff.
Yeah.
Candid camera.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Candid camera.
Yay. There's nothing really on. Oh yeah, my brother watched the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle cartoons, and I would watch with him, and then we'd play with his turtles, and I always wanted to be Splinter.
There was several. There was like the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles cartoon. Awesome. Then there was a couple other.
They made a bunch of.
Yeah. The most recent one, not the recent one on Nickelodeon, that sucks, but the one that was on Fox for a while, it was not on Fox, WB, it was, I think
a few more minutes, and then we'll have to finish up, we're on 37 minutes, and
it's like a reboot,
it's 5 minutes till 9:30.
Okay, yeah, well,
I think we pretty much said all of our shows.
Beekman's World.
Yeah.
And
Bill
Nye
the Science Guy.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of them, yeah.
Beekman was more fun.
No, Beekman was
nuts. He was on stuff.
All right.
Yeah. Hey, I'm on crack. Thank you.
What is going to be our next?
Our next one is we've done toys, we've done movies, we've done shows and cartoons. Oh, we're going to talk about vacations, like vacations and stuff. Yeah, we'll talk about vacations, you know, growing up or vacations as adults or children. Or camping trips. Vacations and camping trips.
Oh. Yeah.
Camping trips.
You mean not just as kids? Like,
just any,
okay. Yeah.
So our next episode when we get together once again, even if we're still socially distant at 6 feet apart, in our living room.
And really, nothing's changed. We're all still sitting where we sat.
Yeah. So we always sat 6 feet apart.
If coronavirus doesn't wipe mankind out.
Oh my God, Josh. It's okay, we'll just go to another universe.
Yeah. We'll go to Mars.
That's a planet.
That's another planet.
Oh, not yeah. Not. Never mind. You know what I meant. All right. Thanks for tuning in to the JIA. Josh, Ian, and Aaron. Three podcasters and the microphone.
Yeah.
Yay! Have a good day and night, and stay tuned for our next episode. Goodbye.
Bye.